Let's lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. You go first.
Boy, this is really going to continue that theme. What are you doing today? To random dude at Cubs Red Sox who proposed to his girlfriend, I ask.
What are you doing?
My first couple are very Red Sox heavy, as I said. Steve, you're kind of going to like this. The first one deals with a very sensitive subject, marriage proposals. Now, there are a few ways you can go about them. Romantic, all-inclusive, and drunk party style. The first one is basically tried and true. Find a secluded place, maybe someplace special, drop to a knee with flowers, champagne, whatever else the person you're getting asked finds romantic. I don't know, I'm a divorced sports guy, I suck at romance, so whatever. The second one is where you plan everything all out, you fly in the family, hide them in a restaurant maybe, surprise the significant other, drop to a knee, pop the question. Generally safe because the comfort level with everyone is clearly already set up. Option three happens. Probably shouldn't, but it does. You're in Vegas with a beauty you met earlier that night. A lot of I love you, you're the best, where have you been all my life type of stuff happens, and you end up getting married to a guy dressed as Elvis playing priest. Then there's option four, which should never happen, the sports proposal. And that's what the poor fool tried at Sox Cubs on Sunday. The camera panned to he and his woman. He proposed, go figure, at the least romantic place on earth. And apparently the most racist place on earth, she denied him. The camera quickly shot away and people around them all groaned. This is like rule one stuff for marriage proposals. Know what the answer is going to be before you ask. And generally don't go bottom of the barrel romance unless you know he or she isn't that kind of person. You aren't Jimmy Fallon. She isn't Drew Barrymore. This isn't Fever Pitch, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Actually, I've come to like Fallon because of his late night show.
Sure.
When I saw him in that movie, knowing he was from the Bronx, even though he was an actor,
traitor.
It was like I would have liked to have thrown something at a water balloon. Nothing bad.
Those two in the same movie that could be like the most lovable people
really
playing a couple ever in a movie.
She annoys
me. She's very lovable.
I haven't liked her since E.T.
To, one of those faces.
To Red Sox fans, after their wonderful performance last night, I ask,
what are you doing?
You do know your reputation, right? The city, busing, school integration. You, more than any other American sports fan base, are associated with racism. From the treatment of Bill Russell, well documented. Jackie Robinson broke baseball's color barrier in 1947. Took you guys more than 12 years. So last night, dozens thrown out of Fenway for using racial slurs. I always say slur like I'm drunk and slurring
like
my words.
Like you're slurring the word, yeah.
Yeah. Throwing stuff at the Orioles' Adam Jones. Now, kudos to President Sam Kennedy for a timely apology, along with chastising those scumbags. Ditto Governor Charlie Baker. But how pathetic is it? In 2017, someone would head out to what's supposed to be a happy place. It's the ballpark. With that kind of ignorance and hate in their heart, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm following up on that. Red Sox fans, I ask.
What are you doing?
So we know the details now. He had, you know, peanuts thrown at him in the dugout, a bunch of N-word slurs said to him from the stands. It was actually about 50 or 60 people who got kicked out of the game for various reasons. You know, Jones himself said after the game, it's a shame that people still need to resort to that sort of thing to degrade another person. He actually suggested that there be harsher punishments instead of just ejecting people from arenas, such as fining them anywhere from, you know, 10 grand to more, which would send a much stricter message. Look, bottom line here is that drunk racist Red Sox fans are not alone in our country in terms of this type of behavior. Can we, as white people, just come to terms with the fact that some words are not allowed in our lexicon ever under any circumstance? Know what? I have a better idea. How about if you feel the need to call someone the N-word, instead of an ejection or a $10,000 fine, we let the world-class athlete punch you in the face. Just one punch. Right in the face. You can't move. Don't be so sensitive. It's just a word. They get paid millions of dollars. No. It's a term of exclusion and a term of discrimination from the worst era in our country's history. Money has nothing to do with it. You're a racist loser, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Actually, how about this? You could call him that all you want, but you two alone in a room.
Yeah.
Get 5 minutes. Go ahead. See what kind of a badass
you are. Don't even need 5 minutes. One punch from a world-class athlete would do it.
let's see you say it to them, and then you get to settle it out for 5 minutes.
Yeah, say it to their face.
Maybe it'll be more than one punch. Uh-huh. Maybe you don't walk out of that room.
Maybe we find out you're actually a coward.
Yeah. No way.
Weird, right?
Let's start with a sort of bear quarterback, Mike Glennon, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Look, it's easy to bang on Chicago for trading up, coughing up 3 draft picks you could have kept.
Sure is.
To draft a guy at 2 you would definitely have had at 3. It looks stupid. Then inviting you, their supposed free agent quarterback, to their draft party? That looks pretty bad, too. But this, by drafting Mitch Kumstein Trubisky, is like cheating on me. Really? How many passes have you thrown in your career for the Bears? Oh, none. Then you don't quite qualify as, say, when the Packers drafted Aaron Rodgers and had Brett Favre in the fold. You did okay for Tampa in 2014 and 15, a little bit under 60%. Pretty nice 29-15 TD to pick ratio. Yeah, you went 5-13. And when a true franchise quarterback named Winston showed up, you've thrown 11 total passes. Get over yourself, dude. Those checks are still clearing, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Really nice checks. Can I get a backup quarterback check?
Please.
To NFL teams in the draft, I ask.
What are you doing?
Can we stop acting like the NFL cares about domestic violence? We all know about how they handled the Ray Rice situation and acted like they gave a rip only after people started giving them crap for it. This year's draft solidified they do not care at all. Joe Mixon is the low-hanging fruit here. We all know about him. But the Jags also drafted Dede Westbrook, a wideout from Oklahoma. He has been arrested twice for domestic violence, including punching the mother of his children in the face with a closed fist. The Browns drafted Caleb Brantley out of Florida. He's 6'2", 310 pounds. He punched a woman, 5'6", 120 pounds, in the face at a bar, knocking her unconscious. Browns GM Sashi Brown said the incident is very concerning to them. No, it isn't, or you wouldn't have drafted him. By concerning, do you mean, gosh, I hope no one asks us about this again? The Bengals used a second-round pick on Mixon. He is second-round talent, so what does that tell us? They literally do not care that he punched a woman in the face. It didn't drop his value to them at all, as we ask.
What are you doing?
And to finish this, to former NFL defensive lineman Greg Hardy, we ask.
What are you doing?
So you missed all last year suspended. You played one game in 2014, suspended 4 games in 2015. So it's been a while since you've actually been a full-time player. You were found guilty of assaulting an ex-girlfriend, threatening her life, throwing her onto a pile of guns you've accumulated. On a technicality, it was overturned. Now he said he's out to prove he's not an effing psychopath. Well, we got pictures of Nicole Hardy with bruises to her jaw, back, and feet, which he tried to explain away with. Pictures can be made to look like whatever they want to. Really? Pictures brought into evidence? They Photoshop? He's also on probation for a 2016, yeah, that was last year, after all this, getting arrested for possession of coke. I'm thinking you might be the definitive psychopath, as we ask.
What are you doing?
And that's a wrap.